And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew 12, Matthew chapter 12, verse number 38. The Lord has just dealt with the Pharisees and others that were there, accusing him of doing the work that he is doing by the power of Satan. He's laid them straight. No house, no city, no kingdom divided against itself can stand. Satan would never work against himself. And then the Lord tells and talks to us about the unpardonable sin, blasphemy against the Holy Spirit of God. And how is it done? It's very pointed. It's very narrow. It's one thing that is mentioned here. The Father and the Son will forgive, that will forgive indeed. But the Holy Spirit of God attributing his work to the work of Satan is most offensive unto the Holy Spirit of God. It's a diabolical work. It's not something that people can trip up and fall into. You've got to know and see the spiritual ramifications. And generally speaking, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but folks are just ignorant of the things that are going on. But those that are following after and diabolically against the Lord, following the way of Satan, and such as that, they could well find themselves at a place of blaspheming the Holy Spirit of God. Again, it's a very narrow thing. Taking the work of God and attributing it, taking the work of the Holy Spirit of God and saying it's Satan that is doing it, rather than giving acknowledgement that it is the Holy Spirit of God that is doing so. And so, the Lord talks about trees. Make them right tree. Good trees bring forth good fruit, just like the Lord has been doing. And bad trees and corrupt trees bring forth the speech like these Pharisees and accusing the Son of God, accusing this Holy Spirit of God, misappropriating, misplacing the power of the Lord and attributing that to Satan. They are indeed Satan's children by what the Lord Jesus Christ has declared unto them. Idle words and nonsensical words, words in opposition to tribe, it's because of the hatred of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is doing a good work. He's got a blessing. He's given a blessing to the people. He has popularity and notoriety amongst the people for his holiness, his work, his preaching. And they speak against it because they're grappling and trying to hold on to their little kingdom. They're trying to hold on to their power, and they'll stop at nothing. They'll stop at nothing to try to keep control of the little fiefdom that they've made for themselves. It's just like we see today in politics, isn't it? It's exactly what we see today in politics. People are so torn at any blessing of righteousness that they have resorted to the extreme, the nonsensical, and the same thing that the Lord dealt with here in his day. He says, "For by thy words," verse 37, "thou shalt be justified, and by thy words shalt thou be condemned." It'll bring forth what your heart contains. Then we see this in verse 38. Then certain of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, "Master, we would see a sign from thee." And so they're just kind of like, it's kind of like with them, it just bounces off their head. They don't get it. They are so blinded and so deceived and so much in darkness, they just, You'd think that they would go away with their tails between their legs. But they say, we want to see a sign from you. Now listen to what Jesus says about signs. I mentioned about this in a recent previous broadcast. But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. You hear that? Sign seekers, the Lord Jesus Christ says, are evil and adulterous generations. That's the reason that miraculous miracles worked at the hands of the children of the Lord are not at hand and don't happen in this day. Oh, the Lord works miracles. Don't say that Brother Jim says that the Lord doesn't do miracles anymore. He does do miracles. It's a miracle when any sinner is saved. And it's a miracle when the Lord blesses that the medicine of the land and of the medical community works. What the Lord has allowed to be discovered, what he has touched upon people, that all of us know somebody that has had just miraculous healing or facing just incredible odds from the human standpoint, and the Lord bring just the blessing of healing and such a change in their bodies. We know the Lord works miracles today, but he doesn't do it immediately at the hand of his people, like he did at the hand of the Lord, like he did at the hand of the apostles. He doesn't do it that way anymore. Why? Because we got the Word of God. They want to see a sign. They say, well, show us proof that you are who you are. I mean, in the miracles that he's done, in the word that he's proclaimed, in the fulfilling of the scriptures that are at hand, they it's right there in front of them, but they will not receive it. They are blinded unto it. We'll seek a sign. We seek a sign from you. Master, show us a sign that we might believe you. He says, an evil and adulterous generation. Evil, rolled up in evil and iniquity, sinful, adulterous. Adulterous, as a nation of Jews, the nation of Israel, adulterous against their own God. They are adulterous against their own God. It's the judgment of God upon his nation. An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. The prophet Jonah. The prophet Jonah. Interesting about the prophet Jonah. You know, the prophet Jonah was not received by the nation of Israel, it seems to me. He was a traitor. He was viewed as a traitor, going to Nineveh and preaching to them. And from that preaching, from that word, the Lord turned them, and they were turned, and they repented, and they were saved. And then were used of the Lord in judgment upon the Lord's own nation, Israel. He said there's only one sign, no sign but this sign, that of the prophet Jonah. And so where Israel or some in Israel would have rejected Jonah as a prophet, the Lord says he is a prophet. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. He says, there it is. Here's your sign. Jonah was in the whale's belly, the great fish, 3 days and three nights. It's going to be that way with me too. Not in a whale, not in a great fish, but in the heart of the earth. I'm going to be there. He says in verse 41, the men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation. Interesting how the Lord tells that. Oh, what a time the judgment will be. You mean other cities will be brought up in judgment against later cities? That's what he's saying. He says the men of Nineveh, They'll rise in judgment against the generation, this generation there in Israel. And they will condemn it. They will say, you're wrong. You were wrong for what you did. Because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. The Lord sent us Jonah with the word that we need to turn from our wicked ways and repent before God. And we heard him. We believed him. And then God has sent one greater than Jonah to you and you've rejected him, the very and only Son of God, and you have rejected him. That's what's going to be told in the day of judgment. We kind of view this of the judgments as a judgment for the saved and a judgment for the unsaved. We kind of view them as just kind of a quick little reconciliation thing at the counter kind of deal. It will not be that way. The bar, the heavenly bar, the righteous bar of God will be a terrible thing to behold. The white hot righteousness of the Lord and the judgment that he will pour out upon men. The children of God being saved. Oh, we're saved and secure in Christ, but the work that we have done and the time that we've been saved, it will be tried by the righteous presence of the Lord, tried by that fire that proceeds from him, and we will be refined. Wood, hay, and stubble will be burned up, and gold, silver, and precious stones will be manifested. The Lord said, an evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign. There's only the sign, the only sign that will be given is that of Jonah as he was in the whale's belly 3 days and three nights. The Son of Man is going to be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. The men of Nineveh are going to rise in judgment against this generation because a greater than Jonah is here. Verse 42, the queen of the south, the queen of Sheba, shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. She'll be there too. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon and was blessed by it. And behold, a greater than Solomon has been sent to you is here. She's going to rise up too. She's going to rise up too. How will it be in your judgment? What do you have to stand before the Lord right now? Do you have the Lord Jesus as your Savior to be your mediator, your intercessor, your atonement, and your Redeemer? Before God, to stand before God and to claim you. I tell you what, if you don't, you have nothing when you stand before God at the great white throne judgment. You have nothing. Not a word to say, and just the condemnation and witness of others. Oh, the Lord sent so and so to me, and he sent this witness greater unto you, and you did not receive it. A fewer, a not as long witness was sent to me, and I believe, but you had a greater witness and a longer lasting witness and a more persuasive and rich witness of the Word of God, and you did not receive it. Rise up. The men of Nineveh, the queen of the south, will rise up in judgment. How will it be your judgment? I tell you what, if you don't have Christ as your Savior, your judgment at the great white throne judgment will be terrible because, you know, all that arrive at the white throne judgment, the unsaved, the unrepentant, and the unbelieving in Christ, all of that determined here in this life, all those that are there go into the lake of fire, which the Scripture says, the Lord tells us, is the second death. He has the keys of death. He has the keys of life. He has the keys of death also. I beg of you, sinner, repent. Repent of your sins before God and believe and trust in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.